Americans have donated more than $1 billion to a variety of assistance and relief funds since September 11th, but all that generosity has not come without controversy. There have been disagreements over how best to spend the money, and some victims of the attacks say that trying to get help can be a nightmare process. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Elizabeth McLaughlin's 29-year-old husband worked on the 104th floor of the World Trade Center's North Tower. As the shock of the attacks sank in, she began to see advertisements for charitable and government victims' funds. And for the first time, she thought maybe she could keep the house they'd been fixing up together. McLaughlin has a master's degree in charitable organization, but she wasn't prepared for the reality she faced.
You have to really focus, which some days is very hard to do, to satisfy the various registration requirements, qualifying criteria, keep up with policy changes, find out what groups sent money where, determine what documents need to be sent and to whom, speak to uninformed representatives and volunteers, repeat my story to the same organizations sometimes 4, 5, and 6 times.
McLaughlin says she deeply appreciates the organization's work and the donations from fellow Americans.
But I don't think contributors to the various September 11th funds thought that their donations would be caught up in so much red tape and become such a source of frustration for the families.
Managing all this money and public expectations for how it's spent has proven difficult for even the most experienced of the country's charities. The American Red Cross has received by far the most donations, $564 million. The $150 million spent so far has gone mostly for things like food for rescue workers, to hotel rooms for those stranded at airports, to cash for victims' families to pay the bills for 3 months. But critics, including New York's Attorney General, don't like plans to set aside perhaps more than $200 million for future terrorist attacks. Red Cross spokesman Bill Blau says it's justified.
If there is a terrorist attack tomorrow in which, you know, God forbid, people are injured or bleeding or hurt, the American Red Cross will tap into that Liberty Fund, into the reserves, and provide the immediate response that, frankly, only we can provide. But it is for victims of terrorism.
Blau says no money raised from September 11th will go to things like hurricane relief, although that Red Cross fund currently holds less than half of what the charity would like. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.